Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know. How do you not know him? We've had him here on Fightful a number of times. Honestly, one of my favorite people to interview. Always entertaining. Always in the news. We got Gabe Kidd here. How you doing, man?
You already know who it is, Big Gabe Kidd. New Japan Pro Wrestling, Big Gabe Kidd. What are you telling me, Sean?
You seem sprightly today. You seem very happy.
Come on, the sun's out. Of course, I'm famous. Of course, I'm happy.
Indeed. Like, okay, so obviously there's some heavy stuff that we're gonna get into. I reached out to you for a reason, but they did announce Long Beach upcoming show. You got Oiwa, you and Oiwa squaring off. But how you feeling about that one?
Listen to me. You booked out some of my time to talk to me about Oiwa. Come on, you said it yourself. You reached out to me for a reason. You knew what you got to talk about, so let's talk about it. I'm not thinking about Oiwa right now. Everybody knows what I'm thinking about, so let's talk about it.
Okay, so I thought maybe we'd do a little bit of an icebreaker there, but I don't think you need an icebreaker. So last week, obviously, we heard what happened with you and Kenny Omega, but then I had a very generous member of the Japanese press who was like, I can't run this video, but you
some
can.
Little snitch. And
what's your problem? What's
some
your
little
problem?
Snitch.
I saw you,
some little
you saying
snitch
that
gave you that.
You were getting mad about
I was trying sheet. To talk to listen, I was trying to talk to him off camera. First of all, the only reason all them Japanese press people were there is because they just interviewed him. I knew where he was going to be after he got off the mic. So I was like, hold up, I've never met this geezer before. I'm going to go and speak to him. Then they hear something happening. They go and interrupt regardless. And there was somebody else filming as well, apparently. So I just went to talk to him. I've never spoke to the guy before in my life. I had
never
mentioned his name when I was drunk on Twitter. I mentioned his name and he wrote some paragraph back to me about, oh, maybe if you're lucky and win the G1, I'll bless you with a Kenny Omega touch. I was like, you think I give a fuck about you, geez? I was just saying it because I knew there were some people that would love to watch me batter you. So I wasn't trying to do anything. And I told him, before pro wrestling, I'm a man, right? I don't mess around with this pro wrestling stuff. If you mess up my name intentionally, all these guys like MJF and Kenny, they think they're acting so cool when they get my name wrong, when they know it, when they obviously know it, and they're just trying to act cool in front of another bunch of uncool people, which are their fans. So it's just funny to me.
So that was what seemed like it kicked it off. I could see in the original video that got provided to us that you were telling him, get your name right. He had done an interview right before that where, what did he called you? Whatever kid. It wasn't your name.
Call me Greg Kidd.
Greg Kidd.
Acting like he didn't know who I was, like he hadn't responded to me already. So first of all, you look dumb. Like,
How was his demeanor when you approached him? Because I mean, even what I saw was while the conversation had begun.
It was a lot calmer than mine, I tell you that. It was a lot calmer than mine. I'd never met him before, so I don't know if he's heard stories or spoke to people about me, but I don't fuck around, man. and I don't fuck around with people like trying to disrespect me. We're supposed to be in a collaboration with AEW. What kind of collaboration is that when they just fucking bring their guys over for our big stuff and we go over there for fucking what? Ring of Honor, you mad? I'm a fucking famous wrestler. I did do Ring of Honor and I beat up two people.
So there were in, I remember looking at the replies of that video and somebody had indicated that maybe somebody chanted Kenny at you during that match. Was that something that you heard or is that just internet bullshit?
In Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole crowd was chanting it. The whole crowd was chanting it on Ring of Honor where he is not in the building. He came back to New Japan before he came back to his workplace. How does that work out?
Because he knows
New Japan is number one. Because he knows New Japan is number one. He knows where the best wrestling is. He said it in his promo. He said that New Japan is where the best wrestling is. New Japan is number one. He said that. So first of all, he's lying to all these people that are backing him. What kind of role model is that, huh? What kind of role model is that, little idiot?
So to play
and he's
devil's
just unprofessional, man. He went to the press straight after that altercation, right? He goes to the press and says, oh, Gabe, kid's unprofessional. I came up to you for a chat and I was putting you in your place. I was putting you in your place. And then you wanted to start getting mad, pulling me back. I was trying to walk away. You can watch it. I was trying to walk away. And he pulled me back, trying to hit my hat off my head. I slapped the shit out of him.
Do you think that lends any credibility to maybe some altercations he had prior? And maybe those people in the past said that Kenny went to the press.
All these things that have become like news in wrestling, these AEW brawl out, brawl in, whatever the fuck it was called, right? All of that stuff.
They had both of them. Yeah.
That is the most pussy shit I've ever seen in my life. They advertised on TV, on national TV. They thought it would be a good idea to show this fight, this talked about backstage fight with CM Punk and Jack Perry. And it was a push and a front choke for 2 seconds. It's like, you lot are pussies. So if you want to be in a collaboration with us, fine. But come to Japan and I will slap the shit out of any of you. And especially that knobhead talking about me being unprofessional. He ran to the press, tried to say that, oh, I don't want to wrestle him. He's unprofessional. I want to wrestle, and listed off a bunch of names. Come on, man.
Is there any part of you that regrets how that unfolded?
Not at all. Not at all. If he wanted to make it like that, then that's cool with me. That's cool with me.
But Kenny Omega is actually not cleared yet, at least as far as I know. He's faced a lot of threatening.
I don't give a shit if he's not cleared. I don't give a shit if he's not cleared. He shouldn't have been talking shit.
He had diverticulitis.
And he got slapped up. What?
He had diverticulitis. Like, he always
died. I don't give
a
shit what he had. All I know is he had some stomach injury that has put him out for a year. That's a bitch move. And I don't care. High verticulitis. I don't care if he's going to wish that killed him off. He's going to wish that high verticulitis killed him off if he gets in the ring with me. The beating that I put on him is going to be ridiculous, man. He's a fucking prick and an unprofessional one of that little bitch.
Do you think he'll actually do a match at this point after the way that things unfolded after his return?
Well, who knows? If he wants to call me out for being unprofessional, then he can be a little bitch about it, but I am very professional. I'm the best professional wrestler on the planet. How could I not be professional? I know what my job is. So he can say what he wants about me, but if we're talking about professionalism, then he should fucking turn up and make the match and sell out the Tokyo Dome. That's fucking, you know. If you want to talk about professionalism, you'll do what's best for the fucking job. So
on both sides of the coin, do you think that this is the type of reaction that maybe he wanted from you? Or do you think that it went far beyond the scope of what he imagined when he was like playing with your name a little bit?
I don't care what he thought. I said it before. I'm a man before I'm anything. I don't know this guy. I'd never met this guy in my life. So I just went up to him and to tell him straight up, don't be saying that shit when you don't know me. Like, I don't know you like that, so don't start saying this shit and acting like you don't know me, trying to like little leave me. Like, I'm one of the best in the world, so don't play with me, you know? And whatever happened, happened. I don't care. I don't give a fuck what he thinks or how he reacted to the situation. He got slapped and he got taken down, and that's it. He can sit in his big house and be sad about it.
I'm going to imagine or assume no interaction between you two since then.
No.
I mean, you never know.
What, you think we met up for Yakiniku after or something? Of course fucking not.
I mean, it'd be kind of cool.
I don't know the guy. I know people who know him. I wouldn't... No.
Did New Japan or AEW give you any... Well, I mean, I know AEW can't reprimand you. You don't work for them.
I know they were pissed that he hasn't been cleared and he is getting in the scrap, but that's his own fault. Listen, I got fined by New Japan. Doesn't matter because I'm rich. Like, they pay me. That's just half my G1 tour money. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit about that, but they were talking to me about professionalism and that. I said, you need to talk to the fucking partner company about professionalism. That's what you need to talk about. You need to talk about Kenny coming back for New Japan before he came back for AEW. You need to talk about that. So I'm not worried about any of that.
So, man, there's just a few more about this one. You have been, listen, I would say you and I have a decent anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas' boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west. I mean, you give me your time for interviews, and I greatly appreciate that. You have been outspoken about things getting leaked to Dirt Sheets. How did you feel when the video of this made its way out? Because obviously, with all the Japanese press rushing over, you knew it was going to emerge at some point.
Listen, I will say this hand on heart. I didn't know that this shit was being filmed. The Japanese press were only there because they had just heard him talking and they heard something, so they think it's whatever it is. I don't care what people think it is. You know, I don't care. I haven't read any of the comments on that video. I don't care what people are saying about that video. Like, that's what happened, and they rushed in and caught it on camera. That's all there is to say about it. I don't give a fuck what anybody says about that. And listen, some little snitches in these locker rooms these days. All these snitches releasing shit that shouldn't be released. And that's all.
Don't let them guilt you, guys.
Listen, fuck them. Little rats.
Don't let them guilt you, guys. Do the right thing.
Talking to Super J-Cast and all that. Little rats. They know who they are. They are inferior to me. So... listen, that is what it is.
on a lighter note, I do want to bring up what might be one of my favorite tweets of all time. And I'll put it up here. And you said, and I quote, "Wrestling fans beefing with each other on this app. Too funny, fam," with a bunch of cry laughing emojis. "Just eat the best pussy you can get. Watch what you enjoy and shut your fucking trap. You ain't on smoke."
Bars. Bars.
Was there a specific fan interaction that you saw?
I don't even know the names of these people. It just pops up. I don't know what Twitter have changed in their policies. I just used to see women. I see wrestling shit now. I'm like, get this shit off my feed, dog. What are you talking about? But I just see these people, these fan accounts that argue with each other about their opinions of something. And it's just like, bro, get a fucking girlfriend, my bro. Walk outside, smell the grass, pick up some dog shit. Like, come on, man.
Would you ever consider hosting a dating show for wrestling fans that need girlfriends?
Yeah. I'll get these, man. Some wicked. I'll get these guys.
Anyway, you're facing Oiwa at Long Beach.
Right.
You think Oiwa has a girlfriend?
Fuck no. Look at him. Yo, what did they just call him? Roy the Mullet. Yo, they call it, his name is The Grip. Roy the Mullet. Ryohei Oiwa. That don't. End the interview there. Like, that is the last point. You can't chat to me about Oiwa, Ryohei Oiwa. He's a kid. I remember, listen, Fujita, I remember his first day, same day as Oiwa's. I remember them both, little bald headed, shaking like this. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go somewhere else. Shut up.
You just had a great slap match with them kids.
Listen, if he wants to stand up, he's got some balls, Oiwa, but I'm going to slap him down just like I slapped down his teammate, and ain't nothing any of them can do about it. And then I'm going for Zach. Then I'm going for Kenny. No, I'll go for Kenny first, actually. I'll deal with Zach afterwards. Become very famous off this match.
See, I felt a little guilty asking you this much about Kenny, but I mean, it seems like you're game to talk about it. So what happens in your ideal scenario? Do you all have a match? Do you all just fight wherever? Do you all meet? Do you say, hey, we can meet up at New Japan Dojo somewhere and just duke it out? Like,
no chance. Listen, the right thing for him to do is be a fucking professional. The right thing for him to do is to realize, listen, I've had a great career. It's been fun times, but it's time for the next guy, and I will sacrifice my body. He should sacrifice himself in this match and just realize that he is not the Kenny Omega he once was. You know, these people see him as a god, and I will treat him like a peasant, and they will see me as a god, and New Japan will take its top spot back as number one pro wrestling company in the world. And that's what I think he should do. I think he should be a fucking professional, pull his thumb out his arse and stop crying. Yeah. You got dealt with, you got warned, and now it's time. So, fuck him. That's it.
Is it a situation where, hypothetically, if he appears at more New Japan shows, obviously you are an integral part of New Japan. You're one of their top stars. Is this going to be like a seek him out situation or a he better not cross me situation?
It's a seek him out situation. It's, what do you want to do? You know, I'm not one to run away from these things. I'll go up to someone. I don't give a fuck what you've done. I don't give a fuck where you've worked. Like, I will walk up to you and we'll say what's what. So it's a seek him out situation. And whatever happens there, happens there. You know, that is what it is. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm not a fucking genie in a little lamp. I don't know the future.
Kind of cool if you were.
If he's not a bitch, we'll see what happens.
Gabe Kidd, I want to thank you. Listen, I know that this has been a situation that it exploded on my social media, and I was like, what the hell? I'll see if he's opening to talk. Over a million views on a fight. As we wrap up, I'll say this. How do you remember the entire situation unfolding from the first approach to when the fight got broken up?
I just felt when the minute I started talking to him and he started defending, like, oh, I was just like, this guy's a pussy, bro. I could feel him shaking. I could feel him getting ready for a fight as well. You know, he was twitching at certain points. And then And then what happened, he tried to touch me. So as soon as he touched me, it was game on. I slapped him and then he hit me with a little punch, but shrugged that off. And you saw what happened. It's not, I don't need to play by play it. Well, that is how I remember it. And I look forward to the next time.
Did any part of you feel bad about fighting a guy that isn't cleared?
I don't give a shit. Listen, a few of your subscribers probably been talking about me. I've seen some people been talking about me, saying I'm reckless and unsafe. Oh, you can't give Kenny Omega game. It'll hurt him, just like he hurt Eddie Kingston and this guy and this guy and this guy. I don't give a shit. This is pro wrestling. What the fuck do you expect? We're throwing each other off tables, fucking ladders, off cages. What do you think is going to happen? People get hurt. And I'm happy to be the one doing it. I don't give a fuck how many people I've hurt. People turning down bookings against me because they don't want to get in the ring with me. Yeah, good. None of you should want to get in the ring with me. Put a pasting on these, man.
Well, I will say one thing I respect about you. You do what you say. And I remember vividly when we talked in May, you said it was sort of disrespectful for Eddie Kingston to even have planned to be in a match later that month after facing you. And he did not make it to that match in late May. He hasn't made it
to any matches since.
Yeah.
Been sitting at home, wanking over Kenta Kobashi, watching Kenta Kobashi and eating Chick-fil-A. Because that's the kind of loser he is, man. That's the kind of loser he is. You do you. If that's what floats your boat, then you do that whilst eating Chick-fil-A. But he's a nerd as well. But we don't have to talk about him for a while. He'll be out for a while yet.
I promise. I don't think it's funny that he's hurting. I just, wanking over Kobashi is objectively funny. But Gabe, I would like to thank you so much for giving me your time and speaking candidly about this. Because listen, I know a lot of people probably want to talk to you about this, so I appreciate you giving me that time.
Yeah, we cool, Sean Rossap.
God,
just tell all your little sources that they're bitches from me.
I can't do that. I'm not going to be doing that at all.
Tell them that.
Maybe Kenny's one of them.
Well, fuck him. That'll make him even more of a bitch. That's hilarious.
Oh, guys, thank you all so much. Until next time. We're out. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.